Politics.
Politics.
Humor.
Humor.
Tequila.
Tequila.
And an IQ of under 64.
Yeah.
You're listening to Bart Cop Radio. 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 Radio.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more.
Hi, my name's Bart, and you're listening to Bart Cop Radio. Welcome to our silver anniversary show. I know, some of you thought we'd never make it to the big 2-5, but here we are. Yep, the big 2-5. I guess we should start out with the traditional shot of Chinaco Añejo, which comes in the beautifully hand-blown bottle. Oh. Now, if I was making $20 million a year on CBS, I could turn hand-blown into a Clinton joke and entertain millions. Boy, that really pisses me off about old Dave. He just done sold out on us. All right, where's my Chinaco? Come on, boys, let's go. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's so good. Oh, how did they do that? Let's see, this batch is bottle number 00232755G. Could be a six, I'm very old. 823, and it seems to favor the mango more than the papaya. It's really nice. Also, and you know how we like to try new things here at the old Bark Cap Radio, today's experiment is sleep deprivation. Yep, I woke up Sunday morning about 8 a.m., Las Vegas, did my sit-ups, did my jumping jacks, had some ovo-lactose sprouts delivered to the room. Well, I sipped a bottle of water, listened to CNN while answering some mail on the piece of crap laptop. And I haven't slept since. What time is it? It's Tuesday. Maybe tonight will be my lucky night. And no, we didn't do any drugs. Well, we didn't do any stay awake drugs. So don't think it's anything. Okay, what do you have for you today? Wish I could tell you. I remember meeting Tommy Mac and Tally the Weather Vixen about 6 p.m. last Wednesday. I remember Tommy had on this Mickey Mouse hat, a Mickey Mouse thing on his head, and instead of black round ears, he had three white square ears. Don't ask me. The place went nuts for it, though. He has a microphone, has a laptop, and he had a 175 of Jack Daniels. When I woke up Friday around noon, it was all I could. I was all alone. I couldn't see. Major, you know what the first rule of Vegas should be? They should have big signs when you get to your hotel. Be sure to close the blinds, the drapes, before you go to sleep. That is very, very, very important. The Las Vegas sun is the most blinding sun known to man. And oftentimes, you might doze off and it's dark. And it's not important that the drapes are closed. But when that sun comes up the next morning, it comes up. So I wake up. I'm all alone. The room's a mess. I can't see. Not only am I blind, I got a splitting headache. I look down, and there it is. This 175 of Jack was laying on the floor, but it might have been lying. Strangely, there was yellow police tape and a chalk outline around it. It must have been murder. So, I don't have any idea what's on the big silver anniversary show. We started drinking, we turned on the recorder, I woke up. Maybe it's a clip show. Yeah, with all the funniest highlights from the very first show all the way to the present. That would be fun. Can't wait for that. We also want to do something a little different for the big 2-5. So we did this show. This is the first, Las Vegas Poker Fest Silver Bonanza Razzmatazz Wham Bang Shazam radio show. We've never done one of these before. This is our first. I assume we did the show. I've never worked the mic under the influence. Well, that one little sound clip from 24 that we snuck in a few issues back, but Tommy has cut the raw footage into sober-sounding, bite-sized, tasty chunks. I really hope he's cut this raw footage into sober-sounding, bite-sized, tiny chunks. Please, God, make it work. Las Vegas is a place where you go to remember none of your vacation. There's a lot I can't quite put my finger on. You know how sometimes if you don't remember everything, you might remember little slivers, little images pop into your head? I have this one memory of going all in on a poker game with a 60-foot tall clown. I assume there's an explanation, but I just see this weird look. Oh, God, let's hope it was a mechanical clown. I remember all kinds of black ink on my fingers, too, and got no clue here. I can't imagine why I'd be reading a fresh-off-the-press newspaper in that kind of condition. I also remember tripping on the steps of the little white wet... Oh, Jesus, who did I marry? Who did I marry? That was my Captain Kirk impression. I've been doing more impressions. People have been writing in, Bart, we love the radio, but you're not doing enough impressions. But let's hope my new bride isn't Nancy Grace. Please, God, I take it all back. I was only kidding. I know you're real. It was an attention grabber, Lord, to attract all the wealthy atheists. I guess the only way we'll know what happened is if we play the tape. So, if you have a beer in your hand, kill it, and throw the can in the trash or recycle, whatever you do if you're in the Northeast. If you're from Vermont, recycle. Go in the cabinet and get you the hard stuff out and pour you a tall shot. Doesn't have to be a triple, but it has to be more than one. And in a few seconds, Tommy's going to hit the tape or the play or the button or the go or the start or whatever it is, and we're going to see what happened last weekend. I give you my word. I have no idea. Sometimes recorder's on, sometimes it wasn't. Seemed like every time someone said something really clever, we'd say, damn, and then we'd turn on the tape player and try to remember. So, yeah, anything could be. Hang on. Let's jump into it. Wish me luck.
This is www.bartcop.com.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Hey baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and bet it right.
Well, okay. Hey, this is Tommy Mack with Tally the Weather Vixen and, of course, our favorite friend, Mr. Bart Cop. We just arrived in Las Vegas separately, but how's life treating you, Bart?
Not too bad. You know, got into town 8:30 this morning. My room's not ready. You know, I am so old that I remember when Vegas did not sell out on a Tuesday night.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to say, how old were you?
Yes, you were supposed to say that.
We had a pause, babe.
Yeah, I know.
Pause for the comic relief to hit.
That's right, you bastard.
We should probably also mention this is the first radio show we've done with alcohol.
Oh,
Hey,
at least on my end.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
What happens?
Only
in
we're
Vegas?
Not doing. Wait. We have to be clear. We're doing alcohol as opposed to agave, because agave is not really an alcohol. It is an hallucinogen as opposed to a depressant.
Being I like the sound
from
of that.
The Lily family, we are actually doing. Let's see. We've got the boys and their Jack. And, of course, I've just got the God-given grape that California gave us. So,
coming up next on the Discovery Channel, Tally the Weather Vixen will talk more about alcohol. Jesus Christ, woman.
From the undisclosed location on Las Vegas Boulevard, and we can see all the beautiful lights. So you got in at 8:30 and your room was not ready.
Unbelievable.
Did you, was it Southwest Airlines?
Of course.
Yes, I was waiting for an answer.
Of course, it's from Southwest Airlines. So your flight got in at 8:30. You got here, got your bags, got here at 9, and there was not a room ready.
No, my room wasn't ready.
Oh.
But yours was.
Oh, I see. So you came here, which.
Well, the reason why is because.
I know how you could get to this room. I got it.
Well, of course our room was going to be better because it's a superiority thing. You have to understand that we are the righteous, and you are just some rube from Oklahoma trying to make his way through the political landscape.
Don't be mean.
Of course, I got to be mean.
I should be Okie Rube, but I should change my. When I surf for porn, I should be Okie Rube.
Okie, yeah.
but wait, I have...
Yeah, but don't go to Nambla.com. Trust me, I got a big surprise.
I have the most exciting story to tell you, but I didn't want to tell you until we were on mic.
There you go.
Is that a phrase?
No, because it sounds like gay porn again. Come on, Mike.com.
Until the mics were hot. Okay, go ahead.
Mics are never hot. Sorry to all the Michaels out there, but you're not hot.
No, I know some mics that are hot. I dated a Mike that was hot. Now he's married to my best friend, but, you know. And he's still hot, I might add. She's
That's what Tommy
gal.
Wants to hear.
All right, I want to hear part of the story.
This is swear to Koresh true, and you know when I swear to Koresh, it is all 100% legit.
His name was Vernon.
Good for him.
Go
As
on.
The plane, the pilot told us we were at 39,000.
Yeah.
He said, prepare, we're going to be in Vegas in 25 minutes. We're starting our descent.
Yeah.
So it took 25 minutes. Somewhere, maybe 10 minutes later, I look out the window and I saw a UFO, swear to Koresh, just as big as Dallas.
Shut up.
It was huge. Huge.
But
how huge was it?
It's hard to say because at one point we were at 39,000. We came down quite a bit and I saw this thing and I assumed it was the size maybe of a van, a minivan type of deal. But then after it left my sight, we probably flew for 5-10 more minutes and then I saw a speedboat on Lake Mead and realized that boat was probably 20 feet long, and it looked like an ant, so this thing I saw had to be much, much bigger. But let me tell you the weird thing about this. It looked like a pinball. It was round. It was whatever color a pinball is. What color is that? Okay.
This have been a balloon?
No, but the amazing thing is it was heading north at a pretty good rate of speed, but what kills me, what really sold it for me, was I could see the shadow. I could see its shadow on the ground, and it was round.
Oh, my God. It had to be big. See, Tommy's a non-believer, and I'm a full believer, so.
Well, I'm not into the alien thing. I'm just saying this could be
an unidentified flying object.
I saw a round.
Does that mean it's alien?
A giant chrome sphere.
Exactly.
If you will.
And it, since I saw the shadow, it proved that there was no point of view distortion or something that I saw, you know, what looked
something
like.
Something was displacing the sun, therefore there was a shadow on the ground following the object that was moving north.
Right, but the object and the shadow having the same shape proved that, it had no wings, it had no fins, it had no windows, and it was there for probably a minute. It wasn't like, oh, gee, I thought I might have seen something for a second.
How fast was it going? Equal to the jet you were in, or were you passing it pretty quickly?
It was going the opposite direction you were, or?
Perpendicular.
Okay.
I was watching it as it shot away as it was shooting out, as I was looking out the side of the plane.
So it was going away from you.
Right.
Okay.
And I stared at it in disbelief. I thought about calling out, oh, my God, what's that? But I thought I'd probably be handcuffed if I did. But this is very serious. I mean, there's no capital in it for me to make up a goofy story. But I saw a giant round thing, silver in the sky, heading north. And as far as speed, It didn't seem to be going as fast as a plane, like a jet. It might have been going 100 miles an hour, but to see that shadow on the ground, that's what spooked me.
You know, I would love to if I knew, well, I do know a pilot, but I don't ever talk to him anymore.
We're playing poker with a pilot in 2 days.
We need to sit him down and talk to him then on see if he's had any, you have to tell him the story. Because it would be interesting because you got it, you know that the guys in the cockpit saw what you saw. They'd be hard pressed not to have seen it.
Excellent point.
So, you know.
But funny, it was a lot closer to the ground. It's hard to say because we were descending.
It was above you, though. It was above you, not...
No. It was far below us.
Oh, it was below
us. We were maybe 39,000 feet is 7 miles.
And you were looking down.
It was over a lake?
No. Desert. Rocks and...
Wow.
And why, whatever this was, why would it be traveling... I mean, the commercial routes for... Silver spheres, you know.
Well,
and this is about 10 minutes outside of Las Vegas, so we're, you know, roughly as the Grand Canyon ends and Lake Mead begins, it was right in that area.
Yeah, but then again, this is Nevada. There are a lot of, you know, testing facilities nearby.
Air 51 and all the testing stuff is what, 2 hours north? Hour and a half north?
Yes, and I've been there 3 times, and the first time we went... We saw the shit. We saw 30 head. Things in, at one
Stop
time.
Staring into outhouses, you'll see a lot less shit.
Anyway, go on.
No, but Mrs. Bart was saying, check this out over here. And I'm saying, no, check this out over here. And
oh, my God.
It was the
same thing, but usually I'm in a topless bar.
Yeah, well.
You know, the alcohol shows are going to be a lot different than the regular show.
That's okay. By the way, to all of our listeners, this is a handheld mic show, not professional studios, and we're in a hotel room, and I'm going to do a serious amount of editing to make this a lot shorter.
How many edits were on your last
The conversation you and I had, 400 edits.
Is that
just
all?
Just during the conversation.
Would it take you a good 45 minutes to put that together, right?
Okay, well, now that we got the UFO story from Bart, we're going to take a quick break. So, on behalf of Tommy Mack and...
Tally the Weather Vixen.
And Senior...
Bart on Jack.
We'll talk to everyone soon. Ciao.
Oh, the shark had pretty teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife has back teeth, dear. And he keeps it way out of sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tally the Weather Vixen pouring Diet Coke into a glass with
Three Seconds of Jack Daniel's.
Some very fine American bourbon. I'm here in grotty.
I like the way she fists a bottle of Jack Daniel's.
Oh, the operative word here is fist.
I'd like to point out that this radio program is being brought to you by alcoholism. We had decided what it would be like if we recorded our radio program as it progressed through the degradation, the downward spiral, the flight 800 TWA, if you will, Egypt Air, whatever you would like.
That's bad luck. Don't do that.
All right. So, Bart, check it out.
Yes. I lost $40 today in a poker tournament.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it. Well, actually, tell Telly, because she's about to respond.
Well, no, because I'm $16 ahead right now, so go on.
Oh, my God. So we're minus 24 between us.
And I was on a wild cherry machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dollar machine.
Wish I had a picture of that.
Oh, my God. You know what? And that's... funny now.
Isn't it amazing how you can say something so totally innocent that comes out so awful? I think Tally could read children's stories and come off real sexy.
Thank you.
Please subscribe.
Mary had a little lamb, and its fleece was white as snow.
Sounds like a water sports better.
Sounds like a bachelor party.
Give me that. Good. And you know, we're not even in a casino. We are just in the hotel room, which is...
We're in the Tam O'Shanter, located at 5312 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Rooms are $39.95 a night. The first night we ever spent in Vegas was... In 1983 at Circus.
Oh, okay.
And the rooms were huge. We couldn't see the TV from the bed. It was we had never been to Vegas, had no idea. We were young and innocent.
How on earth did you end up at Circus or your first?
Well, in 83, it was maybe the newest hotel in town. But what was striking is the carpet was purple and pink jagged lines.
Oh, my God.
And the walls were green and the ceiling was gold. But the room was the size of a football field.
Oh, my God.
And it was so strange because the TV was like a 25-incher. It was 40 feet away. We're on the bed trying to using the binocs trying to see what's on the TV. And
I
thought,
funny.
The only reason this room could be this large is because it was built on sand in the desert. And sand in the desert is cheap. Isn't it sad that Tommy Mac has passed out?
Tommy Mac is... Get over here.
Isn't that strange?
Like, he's like reading because he's in his own
world.
A couple
of shots of Jack and he's out. He's out. Yeah. He's out.
Now that Mackie, I mean that man Mackie. Yeah, he's bad. Mercy. Yeah, he's mad.
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial because you're probably listening to this on the computer. Bart Cop Radio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
He's back in time.